friends in Christ, I bid you grace, peace, and mercy in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I find it rather fortunate for me that Father's Day land on a Sunday like this, where we have the opportunity to celebrate the Trinity. We have journeyed through the church year, beginning with the celebration, anticipation, and birth, ultimately, of our Savior Jesus, and enjoyed the wonder of God becoming man and the significance of all of that in terms of our salvation, our forgiveness, and also the proximate presence of God's comprehension and understanding fully of our humanity by taking on flesh himself. I find it such a beautiful invitation into fellowship and conversation with him, the unburdening of soul, the reflection on life and reality, and the seeking for direction, for wisdom, for understanding, and how to live and relate to others, to love God and love my fellow man together. And for this end, we come into the presence of God, and he meets us and makes himself known through the account of our Savior's coming and his life, his death, his resurrection, now his ascension, and last Sunday, the bestowing of the Holy Spirit. So we have had occasion to celebrate the Son. We have and will have occasion to celebrate the Spirit. But how fortuitous that on a Father's Day weekend like this, the Trinity Sunday comes, and we have occasion to celebrate fatherhood, God the Father, and his work in relation to us and to all of the universe, and also somehow to connect then with the celebration of fatherhood, a reflection on the fatherhood, the fathering perhaps that we have received, reflecting on the fathering that we may do as God blesses us in time. But I recognize that I am not just speaking to a group of men, but to both genders this morning, and hope that regardless of your gender, you have something, some sense of God's care and watching over presence with you in life as we come together today, but also as the day unfolds. The passage there from the book of Proverbs, chapter 8, portrays Lady Wisdom gathering in the prominent places of the city to shout out, to proclaim, to make herself known, to invite and to draw near. And then as the chapter unfolds, we have that marvelous account of wisdom's inception. And the if I had to kind of make a single, you know, statement about wisdom from that passage, I'd have to say something like, wisdom has always been, or perhaps wisdom is woven into the fabric of all of life. Wisdom, in a way, is just there. And so, and I hope not to offend you, but this, in fact, is the scriptural account there in the book of Proverbs, that passages prior, approximate here, have been much about the allure of the prostitute. Her ways, her manner of drawing, you know, man to herself, and you know, desire, and all of this kind of, you know, intrinsic, you know, connection, and the demise, the ruin of character, the ruin of financial stability, and all that accompanies that sin. And so it's striking that Lady Wisdom comes in this, you know, similar or like way to make herself known, to invite and to draw. It's really, I think, for us to conclude that as much as the first is there with this kind of yearning and desire, fulfillment, you know, false promise, all of that, so Lady Wisdom is here in a similar way to connect and to invite us into that sense of knowing God, experiencing God, understanding God. But as the prostitute changes and transforms life in so many negative ways, so Lady Wisdom has come in this way to invite and to draw near into the fullness of what we can be in and with God's wisdom, God's way, and now in Pentecost, the Spirit of a living God resting upon us, the Spirit that invites us to Himself, the Spirit that comes in alongside, the Spirit that opens the darkness of hearts and minds, the Spirit that opens the text to us. It's a quandary to wonder if wisdom is there in such easy access, such free-flowing declaration of her presence, and the allure and the appeal is there. Why, we could wonder, why is wisdom so lacking? Why not the ability to see through the false promises of sin? Why not, if wisdom is there, to draw upon the strength that God has given to overcome or to surmount, why the decline of humanity? Why the decline of dignity today? Why the decline of fatherhood, for crying out loud? Why the decline? Is it a function of, you know, rebellion? I wish to go my own way. Is it a function of pride? Is it a function of ignorance, you know, just not knowing? Yeah, I think sort of the answer, yes. But ultimately, a realization that apart from the intervention of God Himself into life, into hearts and minds, the way of the foolish is so the pattern and the default of our very nature. And that's to say there's got to be some work involved in all of this. And that work really does indeed begin with God's work in our lives, that God Himself comes. How? How does He come? And the answer, so frequently, through people He comes. Through one another He comes. Through the relationships that we have in life, God comes. God is coming. God has been coming. God will forever be coming. And so we've had the privilege of celebrating the ascension of our Lord, his coronation. And a part of that excitement and joy is simply the recognition that what Jesus receives, what Jesus secures, Jesus shares, Jesus bestows the glory at the right hand of God. He receives and He bestows. You and I should realize at the end of time, when He returns, guess who will be the judges of humanity? Look in the mirror. Look at one another. That's part of the honor that God has given and will give in the fullness of time. In the meantime, we're kind of on our way with one another, with Jesus. Some of us on our way with the memory or the ongoing experience of a dad over our lives. On our way with either the blessing on the one hand, the right hand, or the judgment on the other. And some would say, well, yes, life has certainly been a mixture of both, and doesn't it have to be that way? And yes, in a way, quite true. Father, parent, authority will work to bring, you know, correction, guidance, and indeed the wisdom of life to share. But oh, how sweet and wonderful to have received the blessing of Dad. In our midweek group, we came across this material referring to dads writing letters of blessing to and for their children in the event of, you know, the culmination of their lives. And this a way of expressing perhaps what hasn't been verbalized, but also conveying something of a word, you know, a substance that is durable, not the word that simply falls into the ear and can be, you know, forgotten or sort of lost in the shuffle of all, you know, the verbiage of our day and time, but an enduring word of affirmation, a word of a vision, a word of hope, a word of eternal love. And we'd ask, you know, in the midst of all of this in life, where do those words come from? Well, where does that, you know, words bestowing reality, where does that, you know, shaping, forming life come from? And I'd have to answer, from being shaped and from being formed by the great Almighty Father. And the recognition that He is, you know, author, creator, is and has always been wisdom, is and has always been the Son, is and has always been the Spirit, is and has always been, and this eternal God we're invited to know, and this eternal relationship we're invited to live in, and that is immense blessing. It's assurance, it's comfort, it's guidance and direction, it's community, really. I have a sad story to tell. My in-laws moving to a new community and worshiping with a new congregation, of which they requested transfer, you know, all that, you know, traditional Lutheran stuff. But my father-in-law in the hospital for a week, and placing the call to the church, had no response. No response. No presence. Now, we can look to the pastor and say, well, you know, come on. I'm inclined to write the email, you know, get it. do your job. But beyond that is, you know, a fellowship, a Bible study in which they'd shared life together. But the opportunity to be together, and I have to say that I know this of you, you know, y'all here, that when stuff like that happens, y'all show up. Y'all go. You just do it. And later, I hear about it, but you just do it. And that's beautiful. That's wonderful. That is a bit of saying, God has come to me in my life, in moments of my need, has been present, has blessed, has seen me through, and because of that, I have something. I've got great treasure, this fellowship, to pass around. And I have to say, one of the most wonderful ways to experience God is to get off the comfort seat. To get off. And then to go and to see and to listen, you know, and to say, where is their longing? Where is their need for this beautiful treasure, this gift that I've received? Indeed, you speak as a prophet this morning, planting a seed and going back to say, oh yes, no farmer ever planted a seed and just walked off and said, good luck, buddy, you know. No, planters plant seeds, they nurture, they love, they water, they tend that thing, they watch for its germination, and they see it, and they say, our joy, the earth is breaking forth, and then our joy, you know, the maturing and the developing, and finally the fruit. How blessed to have a God who seeds. How blessed we are to have a God who sends, a God who watches over, but supremely, how blessed we are indeed to receive his blessing upon our lives. In part, the Savior lifting up his hands in ascension, it is good for you, my friends, that I go away, and bestowing his Spirit upon them. And the people receiving that, friends, with joy, because of the bond, because of the connection, because of the enduring supremiality. Our God is with us. Our God is full of wisdom, and a part of that wisdom is what appears to be foolishness, the foolishness of the cross in which our Savior is crucified, but the means by which the eternal God, the sovereign, almighty one, meets you and I and says, come to me, you who are heavy, heavy laden. Come to me. You have need of wisdom. I will meet you. I will supply. I will provide. And to that end, we crack the book. To that end, we read forward and backwards through the text, because this is God's letter of blessing to us. What a treasure. The condition. What a treasure. The journey. What a treasure to have something to bestow. God bless us in the celebration of the fatherhood of our God and the ways that he has met us in life in the love of others. In Jesus' name, amen.